The extraterrestrial question. Cattle mutilations are still taking place and we are not closer to who are doing them or why. Some people have said they saw helicopters dropping the dead animals onto the ground. I ask you, is this another thing which makes no sense? If we were doing the mutilations, why would we be bringing back the cattle to dump them? Wouldn't we just dispose of the dead animal? Another argument against it being us is the incredible precision which was used. It seems to be beyond anything we are capable of. I have written about the reasons why cattle mutilations could be taking place, so I will make this short. It could be to test for damage from radiation because of all the nuclear weapons which were tested. What many of us don't realize is many wild animals are also being mutilated in the same way. One burning question is, no matter who is doing this, humans or even aliens, why keep killing so many animals? One would think they already would have gotten the answer to what they were looking for long ago. This raises a couple of questions which I can't help but think of. First, let me say both helicopters and UFOs have been reported dropping cattle back on the ground. The first question is, are humans working with aliens in this strange activity? The second question is, are shape-shifting UFOs actually disguising themselves as helicopters? Before you run off thinking I lost my mind, let me tell you a couple of UFOs have been seen changing into those aircraft. Still think I am crazy? We may not be able to understand what is going on if it is caused by extraterrestrials. There are several reasons for this. One reason is they might be doing it for some reason which has to do with advanced technology we know nothing about. Another might be we just don't think the same way. Things we think may be important or dear to us may mean nothing to a extraterrestrial. Those things could even include life, although it seems, since abductees seem to be returned, maybe they respect some aspects of life. I say some aspects, because it seems the extraterrestrials don't have a problem with causing us pain or scaring us half to death. There could be some truth to the fact at least some extraterrestrials have a problem reproducing. Many believe that is why they are here, and using us to help produce hybrids. This planet could be more valuable than gold, assuming gold is valuable to them. The reproductive problem could be driving many different alien races here to avail themselves of our ability to reproduce. By the way, that ability in many of us is lessening. This also could be the reason for the mutilations. Perhaps there is a study going on how to increase the ability to produce offspring. There have been so many reports by abductees, stating they were abducted somewhere along the way and taken to a ship and shown their offspring which were produced with an alien. The hybrids were mostly instantly recognized as being the product of the human and were told these were their children and they were brought on board to show them the children. There are probably other things which are happening at the behest of the aliens which might be connected in some way which we are yet to understand. We might even have the answers in front of us and do not realize it. One of the benefits of quantum computing might be they will be able to interpret the meanings and or messages in some of the crop circles which appear in many different countries. It is believed by some the real crop circles, those complicated ones where UFOs were seen creating them and those which were created in such a manner, they couldn't be man-made, may have important messages in them. Why would races of extraterrestrials waste their time creating crop circles unless they contain important messages? There is one problem with this idea, and it is the fact even if there are messages in them, the messages may not be for us. The messages could be to the races coming here and contain important data about us, or even claims by other races to an area. Recently there has been a spate of similar looking UFOs over certain areas of the United States. It seems mostly orange burning UFOs are in one area, traditional UFOs in another, and black triangle UFOs in still another. It seems many different races are claiming different parts of our country. For quite a while there was the idea war in space was being fought and that was the reason for so many UFO crashes. Think about this, an extraterrestrial race builds ships which can travel light years through space and some claim through time, and yet so many crash on Earth. Does this really make sense to you, especially when we really do not have the ability to shoot them down? The number of crashes has always made me wonder why, and the war theory might be the best answer. Perhaps these different races of extraterrestrials have settled a war, and each is negotiating for the part of this country and other countries they want. This is not a very happy idea. One thing we never seem to find in alien invasion movies is the idea of alien races joining together to take over the planet. When we look around, it is hard to deny something is happening which is not normal. There have been all sorts of estimates on the number of extraterrestrials living on this planet who are disguised to look like humans, or just look that way naturally. One estimate is there are 5 million living in the United States. I don't know if they are counting underground bases and such or not. This certainly sounds incredible, but who knows? All I can say is, how does one prove this? If there is no credible proof, then it is all hearsay. The same is true for the number of alien races coming to Earth. Some have said there are 36 different races coming here, and others have said there are at least 4 different alien races coming here. It seems from what some have seen, some of that life looks human, some even looks bug-like, and everything in between. Some of the life has even been reported to be non-corporeal, that is not solid. It seems the time is shortening when we are going to get some of the answers, and we may not like them.